You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, trending report time. While vicious storms over the weekend, massive hail, even a house fire caused by a lightning strike down in the Pinery. And we could see more of that today and over a wider stretch of the metro area. Yay. The fourth Bad Boys movie debuted at number one over the weekend, pulled in about $56 million. Hollywood, I guess, is breathing a sigh of relief because the box office numbers have been way down this year, and they're hoping that this will help get people back into the theaters. So I looked at the numbers on this. For Hollywood box office, ticket sales just from last year to this year are down 26%. I mean, that is a huge number. And if you look at the pre-COVID days, box office numbers are down 40%.
That's because it's just crap. There's just crap being pumped out.
I think it's a combination of that. It's a combination of prices because, you know, you even talk about it. You take a family of four to a theater and it's $100. There's the competition with streaming. I mean, we wanted to see the second Dune movie, and we talked about going to the theater to see it. When is it? Because it came out, what, like 3 months ago or something like that. We were like, nah, we'll just wait a little bit. And we did. And we watched it over the weekend for free. Well, not free, because you pay for streaming, but...
Right, but it's still cheaper.
You know what I mean? It wasn't $100. So I think, you know, all of that mixed together, they might have to come up with some new way of... Well, luring us into theaters.
I was watching a video last night with Ashton Kutcher, who's big into the entertainment industry, and he was talking about how AI is going to be affecting the movie industry in just a matter of years. He said, where you, sitting at home, will have an idea for a movie, and you'll be able to put in a little synopsis into your computer or whatever, and it will spit out the movie, the characters, the score, everything. Sure. And you'll be able to sit there and watch your movie that you created for an hour and a half and enjoy it. And he's like, it's going to really start affecting the movie industry because people are going to be coming up with their own ideas, and then they're just going to watch their own movies that
it's
they come
like
up with.
It's kind of like the old, you know, create your own...
Like choose your own adventures?
Choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure, yeah.
It's going to be choose your own movie.
And so he's like, well, why is anybody else going to want to watch my movie when you can just create one right there for yourself, have an hour and a half of entertainment,
well,
and then move on with your life?
The only thing Ashton doesn't need to worry about is that the average person's creativity has been kind of tamped down over the years. Maybe this will help bring it back.
That could be, yeah.
You know, maybe. I don't know.
Or their level of creativity will create that level of movie, and they'll just love it on that lame level.
A lot of truth to that.
A lot of truth to that, right?
I mean, people sink to a certain level automatically, whether it's movies or songs or books or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, they can just create their own sludge.
That's right. Yep.
BYOS. Garfield movie came in at number two. Speaking of great cinema, and the Ryan Reynolds movie, If, was in third place. Sports news. Rockies split their series in St. Louis with the Cardinals. Tonight they start a series in the Twin Cities against the Twinkies. For those of you watching the are interested in the NBA Finals, the Celtics now have a 2-game-to-zip lead over the Mavericks. They don't play again until Wednesday. You know, one thing I noticed with the NBA Finals, it took over a week before they started playing the finals, and now it's like 3 or 4 days between each game. It's like, why are we stretching this out so much? Just play.
Yeah, just get it over with.
I mean, they don't have to be back-to-back
money
nights,
somehow.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot to do with it, but it's just really stretched out. I mean, they play a game on Sunday, and then they don't play again until Wednesday?
I don't know, man.
Tonight's game two of the NHL Finals down on the ice between Florida and Edmonton. What else is trending?
Our sponsor, Efficient Comfort. Don't use your words, Jared. It's Monday, Dom. It's Monday. Trending Report is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. Schedule a complimentary estimate with one of their comfort advisors today. To learn more about their 0% financing options, EfficientComfortCO.com. Com. A couple national stories making the rounds this morning, a couple biggies. It's funny, I would have been on this road later this summer. A large chunk of Wyoming's Teton Pass has collapsed, leaving a giant hole in the highway. I mean, this has been everywhere this morning. The videos of this highway just sliding off the mountain.
It's freaky.
And they say they really lucked out because they started knowing cracks on the highway, so they sent some road crews out there to start fixing it up when all hell started breaking loose. So luckily, nobody was hurt, but this is like a main artery to a lot of little towns in Wyoming and right in the heat of summer tourism season. Ugh. So they're kind of scrambling as to how they're going to fix this road or do a little bypass. So you can do a quick Google search and see that video this morning. And the other biggie is going on in Florida, where authorities are using boats to patrol the ocean right off the Florida coast because the shark attacks have been really a lot. Two teenage girls and a woman were both attacked within like an hour of each other, and then they've seen other sharks swarming. So they're saying, what's going on with the sharks right now? They're
so my
hungry.
Wife has been so into this, and last night she was going off to bed, but she was like kind of mesmerized by the video. She goes, there's video over the water down mm-hmm. there in Florida. She goes, and you can see approximately 1,000 sharks.
They're just hanging. They're hungry.
1,000 sharks.
Yeah, this one woman that was attacked, they had to amputate her arm because the shark took such a big chunk out of her. So anyway, they say this is actually very rare, and it's very rare to have the two attacks like back to back within hours of each other. So they're basically saying, stay out of the water right now in Florida because you can.
Man, sharks are fed up with human beings, that's for sure.
They're pissed at us, man. Pat Sajak did officially end his 40-year run as the host of Wheel of Fortune on Friday evening. He says it was an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes night after night, year after year. Vanna White was with him. She says, you made me who I am, Pat. You really did. You made me who I am. Anyway, a bunch of pictures and videos now coming out of Ryan Seacrest and Pat Sajak kind of passing the baton. So get ready for that. Nick Cannon is
Hold on, I have a question. Do you know if there's going to be like a delay, like for a few weeks or months
before
Ryan Seacrest, or do those begin like tonight?
They probably just started filming immediately. Because that guy is so busy, they probably are going to knock out like 25 shows right off the bat.
Then that's just lost revenue. So.
Yeah, my guess is that they've been practicing with him for a while, and they're just going to go at it. Nick Cannon.
There are no R's. It takes a lot of practice, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. How many?
250. Give
right.
me a letter.
Right. Flip it, Vanna. Flip it. So Nick Cannon is known for, you know, procreating. He's got like what, like 40 kids or something like that. Well, I guess he's obtained a $10 million insurance policy on his testicles, Dom. Through a partnership with Dr. Squatch, which is a men's soap company. And they've got this new product coming out for men to wash that area. So you go onto their website, you describe your parts and what you feel about them. And then they give you the proper hygiene product to wash these nuts. So anyway, as part of the shtick, they hired Nick Cannon to be the spokesperson because part of his body gets a lot of use, and then they insured it for $10 million in case there's some sort of trampoline incident or something.
I don't know.
Hey, remember last week we were talking about the Sphere in Vegas and the Fish concert on 420, and the guy lit up
his bong,
smoked his pot weed, and they kicked him out for life? They're backpedaling now. They say they've rescinded that ban on him for smoking the pot weed at the Fish concert. They still say that he shouldn't be doing it. It's against the venue's policy and local laws. But I guess a bunch of people were like me last week saying it's 420 in Vegas at a Fish concert. You know he wasn't the only one there doing that. So they're backpedaling now. A couple more quickies. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are reportedly attempting to sell their $60 million estate. Which they bought together in May of 23. More divorce rumors, Dom. Divorce rumors. And then this story this morning, which I absolutely love because I'm a 44-year-old man who likes to collect toys. They say toys for adults are big business right now. Adults purchase more toys for themselves than any other age group last quarter for the first time ever, including the historically dominant preschool market. All those Fisher-Price toys usually make bank for all these companies, but adults purchased $1.5 billion in toys last quarter. Trading cards were big. Those Squishmallows, adults are scooping those up. Barbies, Hot Wheels, Legos. And they say a lot of it has to do with the resale market. They're flipping these things or they're holding them onto them for a little while. They're becoming collectibles, which is what I'm hoping. And then they make some bank. So I'm not alone in my nerdiness here.
When the aliens come to take over, they're going to have no problem with humans.
They're going
to
be playing with action figures.
We have regressed, and we're sitting around playing with our toys.
Pew, 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 pew.
They're like, this is easy.
Pew. Tokyo's government is creating its own dating app trying to combat the singles trend. Have you heard about this in Japan? Nobody's getting together. Nobody's hooking up. The population is declining like crazy, and nobody's having babies over there, and Japan is starting to freak out. They're like, we need people for our military, for our economy, for just life. So anyway, they've created a dating app now that you can go on to. And let's see here. It'll require an ID verification, tax records. It's going to talk about your income. And then it's going to try to hook people up, apparently. So Japan is just taking it upon themselves to create their own dating app. They're like, please, please have sex. Please, please come. Please pull a Nick Cannon on us. Please, please. I do have a Fat America for you. Here's two things that are going to be coming out, Dom. Kraft is debuting mac and cheese popcorn. You down? Down to
I'll
clown?
Sure.
And then they're saying possibly ketchup-flavored Kit Kats might become a thing.
Okay,
there's this trend right now where people are dipping their Kit Kats into ketchup, and it's gone viral, and they say it's delicious. So now Nestle's like, why don't we just do this here, bro? Let's eliminate the middleman.
Clickbait.
Again, when the aliens come, no problem
they're gonna be like,
with human
these
beings.
These Kit Kats are
whatsoever.
Delicious.
Playing with our toys and dipping Kit Kats in ketchup.
We're doomed. This is why nobody's having sex in Japan. This is why. Clickbait is on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Speaking of toys, this story is pretty darn shocking. Police have been tracking this couple for about 6 months in California. They stormed their house. They got a warrant, and inside, just shy of 3,000 boxes of Legos that they had been stealing the past 6 months.
Well, there you go.
In hopes to flip and resale, but you got to see the pictures of the inside of this house. It's like, how did they get away with 3,000 boxes of Legos?
I think it's either Thursday or Friday we were talking about how the crime rings in Southern California were all targeting Legos.
Yeah.
So
the boxes, I mean, like, how are you sneaking out a Millennium Falcon in your sweatpants? Like, I just don't get it. But anyway, see the pictures on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Crazy.
And I did a little digging. Ryan Seacrest will begin to host Wheel of Fortune in September.
Oh, I can't wait not to watch.
So they're going to let things cool off a little bit over the summer. And then he will start in
All
September.
All right, there we go. Now we know.
Season 42 of Wheel of, you know. That's what's trending.